Musa Quran is spending his first day of freedom receiving family and friends he hasn't seen in 23 years. He was 20 years old when he was sentenced to life in prison for killing an Israeli settler. He was released as part of confidence-building measures aimed at reviving the Middle East peace talks.
The life of a prisoner is between four walls. He can't communicate, and seeing the suffering of friends and family who visit is also very painful.
Among the visitors is Quran's aunt, Fakria. She hopes he now will marry and start a family.
Today, I raise my head high in the sky. I'm very happy and excited. Musa is like a son to me.
Many Israelis object to the release of those they consider terrorists. Israeli leaders sympathize, but say it is necessary to show they are serious about peace. Quran says he no longer believes in the violent ways of his youth.
Presently, I trust my leadership, which believes in negotiations between the Palestinians and Israelis in order to reach a peace settlement.
For the neighborhood children, the school day is now over. They want to see the man they consider a hero of the resistance. Quran advises them to study and stay in school because, he says, it's only through education that Palestinians can build a state and help their homeland. Scott Bob, VOA News, Al Bireh, West Bank.